Welcome back, 9:07 to the morning after on Q105. We're live on the new Facebook page that we have up. Please go find that if you would. There's exactly zero people watching right now. It's Eric and Dee and the fam. You've got a joke?
No, somebody, like what, you've been broadcasting this on Facebook all this time?
No, I just turned it on.
Oh, okay.
I wanted to see if we could build up this Facebook page.
Oh, okay.
So that we're like not monopolizing the Q105 page, okay. And because I can't pay to boost stuff on my personal page, so this made sense. So it's Eric D and the fam. It's pretty easy to find, I hope. It's Eric Chase, Demetrius Nicodemus, Big Chili Cook-Off, Chili Buffet.
Chili Bar. Bro.
Chili Bar. Can I dip Doritos in there?
Yeah.
If you'd like to make it a chili cook-off, by all means, bring your own chili, right?
If you think you got better chili,
bring your own chili.
Go to Kroger, get yourself a big old vat of chili.
If you think you got better chili than Demetrius Nicodemus State Farm, you bring it over there today and he'll give you a free policy.
Slow your roll, kid.
Free quote.
Let me also introduce Josh. Hi, Josh.
Hi, how you doing?
Good morning. What's your last name?
Opsani.
I'm sorry, what?
Pisani.
Pisani, okay.
It's Polish. So, I mean, there's not much you can do about it.
Here's how I came across Josh. On Monday night, there is something that's called Code City. It's like our own little Silicon Valley. It's like a tiny little piece of Silicon Valley here in Toledo, and it happens Mondays, most months. Lisa, is it all Mondays or most Mondays?
Every Monday,
Code City at Rust Belt Coffee. And this past Monday night, I asked Nate, who oversees this, if my friend Lindsay and I come in and talk about Toledo Soup, where we look for good ideas for the community, and we figured this was a good idea to potentially get submissions. And this particular Monday night was where I came across Josh, and I had no idea. This might have been one of the biggest Code Cities yet, because you and some other people were vying for a large prize, which was... What was it? Space downtown?
There's a building downtown. There's an area that the guy giving away the space had wanted to rebuild and recreate for the city. So he was offering for a business to move in, be able to rent the space out for a year for free, and then after that they'd have to start paying. But he wanted to start a business there to be able to get the area going with what they had. So it was essentially just anyone or anything could go into it. And that was the goal for the pitches that were done on Monday night.
I don't know who won. I don't care. But I was struck by Josh's passion for crepes.
It's a weird passion to have, honestly.
But you were so passionate and so authentic. Did you win?
No, I did not.
Okay.
I did not win, but I'm okay with it.
Well, so
no, he's not.
I cried totally, a couple days.
His face just contorted. Even saying it, he was like, "I'm okay with it."
Pretty good deal, though. That's a pretty good deal.
It was funny because Nate said, "You know, the judges will throw some softballs at you, and then what was the guy's name who owns Balance?
It was Balance Grill. Yeah,
he was throwing balls at your head.
I was like, he was asking him just like,
"Yeah." He was grilling you, but your passion is admirable, and I don't really know much about crepes, so. Give me a little bit of what you talked about Monday night and what you're looking to do, because obviously we have a boom of food trucks, and you're kind of part of that. So tell me what's going on.
So it started about like 2 years ago. For the whole crepe concept, I was like, you know what, this is something I like to do. This is something I want to eventually do in the future. I'm like, but there's how do you go about doing that? So literally, I just went online and bought myself a crepe maker, and started spinning out crepes, and it kind of slowly became a dream as I started talking with people about it. I met with Trevor from Dietz. I just talked to him at this past 4th of July, and I was like, dude, what would it take to get a food truck going? And he's like, dude, the concept's great. He's like, here's some tips for you. So throughout the summer, I just kind of walked around the food trucks downtown, began discussing with them, okay, well, what is it going to take for me to be able to get crepes into the scene with you guys?
Wait, let's back up.
Yeah.
Why crepes? And you had said that like you can't find a good one for like 60 miles, right?
Right. No. I'd done some research and I was like, you know, okay, you got Bob Evans, you got IHOP who sell overly stuffed Nutella pieces of wrap, and we're not going to even talk about that.
Shade.
This is passion about crepes. He's like, I am not even going to call what they do crepes. It is craps, is what it is.
I told you, Josh's passion struck me. Oh, say, I'm sorry, Dan.
No, you were fine. You were absolutely okay. And so I had worked for a coffee shop that had served crepes, and I just kind of loved it. And the best part about it is, to me, is I can do whatever I want with them. I could do you a Philly cheesesteak if we really wanted to. We don't have it yet. Okay. But We're working on it. But we've done chicken marsala. We've done orange cream cheese filled with chocolate. Don't knock it till you try it. It's quite sensational. So that's where the idea of crepes came from. Now, the name for Lyle's was a little bit trickier. We wanted something that was going to be able to resonate with people. And there was, my first job had been for Barnes & Noble. And there was this gentleman there who had trained me in my first few weeks. And the nicest older gentleman you'll ever meet. He came in every day sporting he had a red Snoopy ball cap and he had a Snoopy lunchbox that he would bring in. And his laugh you could hear from one end of the store to the other and it would go off constantly. And he had just had such an impact on me on my first job there and working there. And he just gave me a drive of this is what it means to work. And so he was just such a fun guy to hang out with. I actually went to his house one day and he had the coolest house. It was.
Wait,
I'm
so
getting off topic.
Yeah, yeah. Was that Lyle? Was his name?
So his name is
his
Lyle.
His name is Lyle.
I should explain. It's not just.
Oh my god!
He passed away a few years ago. And so in honor of Lyle Overly, we named the business. This venture into crepes came from the coffee shop, and it's come from just the support that I've gotten from people being like, "Dude, when are you gonna do crepes again?" And I'm like, "I don't know. Let me find out." And we've just kind of rolled with it throughout the last year.
Where are you at now? I know that you had mentioned, and I saw some pictures that like you provided a 1 year anniversary crepes to Orange Theory. So are you just kind of like mobile right now?
Right now, we're just kind of doing small little events. The goal is to be in a food truck by this summer. When this summer, we're not 100% sure right now. But the goal is to be ready for maybe the first farmer's market. We're looking into trucks right now, and hopefully we'll have one by the end of the month, give or take. So that's the goal right now for where we're going.
Okay.
So until then, we're just kind of doing small catering events, seeing what we can do to build some hype around the business. Our Instagram has been, we've been trying to push that as well as our Facebook just to get the word out about who we are.
Okay.
And I can only imagine.
What?
Like, how old are you?
22.
22.
How'd you like a job at a hotel?
Do you, right? You live with, yeah, are you like, anytime. Are you staying with your folks while you're doing this?
Yes, I am.
Like, could you imagine, like, as a parent, you see your child lock himself into a room and you're like, oh my God, what's he doing? Is he doing drugs? What's he doing?
He's going to be a school shooter. Like,
is he running through porn? Oh my God, what's he doing? And you kick in the door and there he is flipping crepes. And you're like, oh my, I'm so happy that this is your dream.
Here's the Nutella.
Yeah.
Like, make me woo!
I can call your grandma and tell her to stop that reservation at that rehab center we thought you were going to need.
Is this cream cheese in a sock or is this something else? Wait, hold on. I'm going to get to a break. We'll keep doing Facebook Live.
Okay.
Eric right. D and the family. Can you whip some up? You brought the thing?
Yeah, I brought the thing. It's warming up. You maybe get 10 minutes, and you guys are going to have some of the finest.
Okay. Josh, Lyle's crepes.
He is breathing super heavy. Like right now, I am. These crepes better be good.
We will keep doing Facebook Live. Eric D and the fam. And more to come on Q105 on the morning after next.
Text on at 419-240-1055. William and